Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
It had been a long time since we welcomed a new bookstore to our family of independents who dispense terrific advice on books and to books that are wonderful that you want to pick up and enjoy. Well, for the second time, see, it's good when you get them the first time, but then when they actually come back, that's good. We like that. And the folks from the Chatham Bookstore are indeed back to join us and to present a fine list, a wonderful list of books for these last days of spring. Get you ready for summer as well. We welcome Nicole Ferney and Wendy Conway to the program once again. Thank you very much. Good to see you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Be here.
So who would like to begin?
I will begin today.
Wonderful.
Yes. And I will begin with a fiction called Wash by Margaret Wrinkle. This is a story about Wash. He's a man who was born in slavery, and it is set in North Carolina in the early 1800s. Wash is trying to hold on to his only solace, which are the stories that he's been given by his mother. Stories that will go from generation to generation, and which gives everyone hope in these dire circumstances. Wash can, at any given moment, return to these inner landscapes of his heritage. And this book is written as an accusation and as well as a prayer. And we go back and forth between the heart of whiteness and into the ancestral West African spirituality.
And it is by Margaret Wrinkle. And what do we know her from? Has she written anything else?
Yeah, she's written quite a few plays and other books. But no, this is her first fiction.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Terrific. It is Wash by Margaret Wrinkle.
Yeah.
Next.
So next I would like to look at a couple of books about mountains. I heard on the Writer's Almanac on the 21st of April, it was John Muir's birthday, and they told in the wonderful little bio on that show how he and supporters had formed the Sierra Club to make the mountains glad. And I think both of these books are efforts that would also make the mountains glad. The first is The Eastern Alpine Guide. It's written and edited by Mike Jones and Liz Willey, and is a compilation of work by 20 different scientists, explorers, and naturalists. It looks at the natural history and conservation of mountain tundra east of the Rockies. So that is the Rocky Peaks, the land above the tree line in the mountains in the regions of Quebec, Labrador, Newfoundland, New York, Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine. So some of those mountains are very well known, the Adirondack High Peaks and the mountains in the White Mountains of New Hampshire, Katahdin in Maine. But this goes further north as well and looks at the more remote regions in Canada. It details the geology, the climate, plants and animals that this particular ecology supports. It's beautifully illustrated with maps and photos of the plants and animals, the mountain features that are there, moraine, snowfields, Felsenmere. I wanted to bring it because when I cracked it open, it arrived at the store and it's like opening up this incredible world with just delightful information and words that describe plants and features that are particular to this alpine ecology.
It is Eastern Alpine Guide by Mike Jones and Liz Willey, we assume? Two L's?
Yeah, I think so.
And again, the Eastern Alpine Guide. Sounds beautiful, gorgeous.
Yeah. So I'm going to do the second book because it's also a book about mountains. It's one writer's record of a series of autumn hikes on a particular peak in Vermont, that being Hunger Mountain, and that's the title of this book by David Hinton. David Hinton is a translator of ancient Chinese poetry and classic Chinese texts. As a translator, he himself is a pivot point between languages, and his work with ancient writings moves through time. His wanderings on Hunger Mountain cross the landscape. Each chapter in the book is named for a Chinese graph or character, and it details the idea that's depicted in that graph. One of my favorites is the graph for snow, which combines the symbol for rain and hand, that meaning snow is rain that can be brushed aside. So he looks at how writing evolves over time, and he records how his thoughts evolve over the course of a hike. Physically, he's moving across the mountains, and he's moving back and forth between languages and cultures. And reading this book, we can journey with him.
What a wonderful, wonderful gift that is. It's Hunger Mountain. It's by David Hinton and published by Random House. Next.
The next one is the latest book by Paulo Coelho, which is The Manuscript Found in Accra. And his latest book begins really with some descriptions of historical facts. These were papyruses that were found in Egypt in 1945. And one of them even is acquired by the Carl Jung Institute now. The story starts in the year 1099, when the Crusaders were about to invade Jerusalem. And the people have gathered inside the city, and they are waiting to hear the wise words of a mysterious man called the Copt. And the questions are being asked, and the answers are being given in the same style as Khalil Gibran's The Prophet.
Mm.
So that is a good reason to read the book.
Absolutely.
So this is a manuscript really of human values in the beautiful lyrical style of Paulo Coelho.
Beautiful. Next.
Well, we have one more book that we want to let you know about. It is a cookbook. And it is a book that has been, she's a painter, a cook, and a gardener. And there is really nothing that she has put in this book that you either can't eat or paint. And the recipes are inspired by the painting from the garden. It is by Mary Jo Koch. She lives in California. And the reason why we really wanted to bring this book is also because in our bookstore we sell art supplies.
Oh, that's right.
And there are many of those art supplies that are actually in this book that are also in our store to find. So we wanted to let everyone know that that is another important thing that one could find in our store.
It's the artist, the cook, and the gardener. So what do we explore in this?
Well, she gives classes, actually, and she... So whatever she plants in her garden, she gives the classes and people can paint it or draw it. And then they actually pick everything that has been, that has grown, and they will cook it and then and share the meals together of what they have painted and picked.
That'd be a great book club.
You would like to come to that, would you?
Yes, do that at the store. That would be wonderful.
So on the front cover you have radishes, a bowl of cream cheese maybe, and a brush.
Oh, very nice.
So maybe you're supposed to
do something with that. Oh, there. Look at that. Okay.
You would like it.
Yes. And so recipes inspired by painting from the garden. And so there's a lot going on there. And it's
yes.
a beautiful coffee table type book
yes.
from Andrews McMeel. Anything else exciting happening at
well,
the store?
Actually, this Friday from 5 to 7 at the Chatham Bookstore, Patricia O'Gorman will be visiting. And
wonderful.
I know you've had her on
yes.
the show. She has a new book, Resilient Woman. She's a psychologist and workshop leader. She will be talking about her new book at the store from 5 to 7.
Resilient Woman, and it's Patricia O'Gorman, and it's Friday night?
This Friday night.
Yeah. Excellent. Yeah. And you can find out more information about the bookstore and about all the events and about their book picks by going to chatham-bookstore.com. Chatham-bookstore.com. And better yet, go visit them. They are at 27 Main Street in Chatham, and they would love for you to drop by. And if not, again, check them out, chatham-bookstore.com. Nicole Ferney and Wendy Conway, I thank you so much for joining us and bringing us a wonderful selection of books.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. A quick reminder about our lockbox. Our lockbox is a device in which we hope to really get a third of the way through the fund drive before the fund drive even begins. So what we do is every dollar we collect now, we put into this lockbox. And then when we start the fund drive on June 3rd, I believe, we will be able to say, oh, look, we're almost there. And so all you have to do now is go to WAMC.org and make your donation now, and the fund drive conceivably could be over before it even begins. This is the idea behind the lockbox. So you go in, and it's very easy, and you take advantage of the premiums are there, and you can put in comments, and just as you normally would, but the idea then, instead of this minute or two that I'm talking to you, no, we could have the fund drive done or you know, pretty much a third of it, maybe, even behind us before we begin. It worked last time. We want it to work this time. And so far, I think nearly $85,000 has been collected in the lockbox. The fund drive begins June 3rd, so it's something that you can certainly do it today and, you know, get it out of the way. It'll feel good. We'll keep you up to date on the latest as the money comes in from the lockbox and give you new totals. But in the meantime, feel free to go to the lockbox and take care of that and get it done. You know, the same time you go and you pay your cable bill and your light bill and your phone bill and your cell bill and all those others, you can just add this and simply go to WAMC.org. We're going to continue with the roundtable. Garrison Keillor and the Writer's Almanac are next. You're listening to the roundtable on WAMC.